Sports Betting Brethren, hey, bring it up, and happy Thursday, 10/29/2020, October 29th, 2020, as we have a couple college football games and an NFL game to cover for you here at the sportsbetuniversity.com Market Watch, Market Report. Basically, we cover and talk about the number of bets, what the lines are, where the money's at, and where the odds makers may be trying to get you to go, and maybe where you don't want to go. So this information's something that we use a lot to make good choices, obviously, in wagering, and want to teach people how to sort of create a roadmap, kind of understanding what tools to use. And that would certainly be the Wolf Line, guys. The Wolf Line is a quantitative analytics app. They'll show you where possibly some of the areas that are overbought, oversold. Super simple, super easy to use. One of the games we'll get to here in a minute that's showing some color, as you would say, is just because they have red, orange, and yellow color-coded, insights to help you with these choices would be on the home team and the over a little bit in the South Alabama, Georgia Southern game. And that'll be an interesting one to watch because, again, this has every game, side total, and money line in the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, et cetera. So it's a tool you're going to want to have for yourself. Get on over there to the Wolf Line, too. They're 30 days free to drive this thing. So hop on that. I want to also let you know kind of the ticket count. Line opened up at 6.5, minus 6.5 at Georgia Southern. It's down to 3 in some places, which is interesting. So it looks like they're really trying to get you to jump over on Georgia Southern. So in that case, you know, again, you may want to consider going oppo, but you lost some value there with that line. And same thing, too, with the other game we'll get into here in a minute. Interestingly, the Fresno State started off at -2 at home. They're up to -2.5 on the other side. So we have about a 4.5 point change in the line with the CSU-Fresno State game. And then finally to the Falcons-Atlanta game has adjusted quite a bit in the line. It started out at -2.5 with the home team Panthers, whereas right now looks like more of the money's coming in on the Falcons. So that would lead you to believe that the Falcons would be the play. Also, Colorado State would be the play at the -2. Again, you may want to consider the over in that game as a two teams looking to kick off things, especially CSU at the first game. But Fresno State played Hawaii last time, and scoring could be at a high point with the total currently at 59.5. And a lot of points, but again, those two could go off a lot. But most of the bets today, we have the highest level of bets on the Falcons-Panthers game of about 8,600. And you have a small variance on money on the Falcons and a small variance in money on the over with those two. The biggest money variance we have here, guys, today is on the South Alabama with the +4. Got about 11% variance here. And I call that a 50-50 boom, so most of you know that listen in will understand. You have about a 50-50 ticket count. But you get a large number, a big delta, a big difference in money on that side, then that's typically the place you want to consider going, especially as the line reflects the reasoning for that change. So that'd probably be the one to look at today is that South Alabama. It's down to 4. It was at 5.5 and 6, so it lost some value there, but that would be more than likely the place to be. I want to remind you, too, to get over to mybookie.ag. If you don't have a place to wager, they're going to allow up to $1,000 in matching your initial deposit, as well as $30 in chips to play in the casino. So if you don't have an account, or if you want to have 2 or 3 going to check some lines and check some value, big deal. Get over and get that. And we'll be back tomorrow with a lot of football.